Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Network blog radio show. I'm so glad to be here in this moment right now. What a great intro. With you, whether you're tuning in tonight or will be tuning in later today or in the future, I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited to be here. I'm your host for tonight's show, The Spiritual Journey of Self-Love. My name's Alana Starr. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I'm a past life regression specialist. I'm a hermeticist, a spiritual mentor. I'm a teacher and researcher and writer of all things metaphysical and esoteric. I do intuitive readings, shamanic healings. I work with the Holy Spirit, as well as many, many benevolent ascended masters and archangels, or I could say the archangels of my own perception. I love what I do in the spiritual realm of healing and helping people reach their higher self. I'm also a booking agent for a film crew company, and I book licensed professionals for the movie industry. And when I'm not doing that, I'm either singing or dancing. As you can see, I have many passions, but the spiritual side of what I do is what is most important and most cherished, because I know that no matter what happens, if I stay connected spiritually, I can accomplish anything. So please get comfy, as I begin to share my spiritual journey of self-love. For me, the spiritual journey of self-love is a search of the sacred. It's a connection to source energy. It is the alchemical marriage of our feminine and masculine energies within us coming together in harmony and balance. It is trusting the universe. It's trusting the universe that is on your side and that you come here with a purpose. For me, this purpose has always been very strong. I always questioned everything. I needed to know answers to everything. It's honoring of your process. You're expressing yourself and thanking your ego and asking it to step aside, which allows your true you to emerge. It's slowing down now and then to check in with yourself and giving yourself permission to be you. It's believing in your abilities, your talents, your gifts, and allowing yourself to use them, while at the same time it's surrendering to the essence of the divine aspect within yourself. And some of these things I struggled with, I really did. I used to suffer holding on to pain or resentment so strongly that I was blocking manifesting happiness. I would search out ways to help myself, and you know, during this process I realized that I was very spiritual in my ways of being, and that I was extremely connected to something way beyond my physical body. And along my journey, I've discovered so many healing modalities and helpful tools, which I learned during school, which I learned, you know, from friends, which I've learned and sought out in classes and lectures and seminars. And it just fascinated me. And all these helpful tools helped me grow wiser and gain more insight on understanding how to be more compassionate for myself and others. I also found that whenever I evaluated an event or re-evaluated an event or experience that I thought was a negative or as an argument with somebody or something I thought was going to go bad, if I re-evaluated it, I was able to see the bright side of that and see a bigger picture with a higher mind perspective, so I like to call that. For me, it's like self-love is the shortcut to enlightenment. Now, like, I really realize that not everyone's going to be on the same path or see things the way I do, which is totally beautiful. And that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned on this journey of self-love spiritually, is that to respect and honor and love diversity. But I do know that there's certain times where your opinion matters, and especially when it comes to the evolving of our consciousness as a collective. Discover how to love ourselves, especially if we are not given the full support as children. Sometimes it's from our family, sometimes it's from environment, other times it's from the school system or relationships. We get lost in the unsafe feelings or bad feelings. For whatever reason it is, we become not so loving towards ourselves. And throughout my journey, I've questioned that. Why did I have self-hatred? And I believe that self-hatred comes from traumas, abuse, neglect, broken hearts, disappointments, and overall being hurt somehow and believing so strongly that it was your fault, or that maybe you could have prevented it from happening, the could have, the should have. We take on so much that sometimes it doesn't belong to us. This journey requires that we take responsibility for what we can, but at the same time, be willing to release some of the responsibility and burdens as a spiritual aspect, you know, putting it in God's hand, asking the angels, because a lot of it isn't ours. We're also experiencing the collective pain. A lot of discord and chaos in our minds is an old program that needs to be diffused. So self-love is the root in which everything grows from. If we do not know how to love ourselves, then how can we attract situations in which others are respecting and loving us back? We don't really. We stay in a cycle of letting others define us, letting others decide for us what we should do with our life. People walk over us, but we need to realize that once we take ownership of our minds, we can do so much better in life. Now, I'm going to get into something a little bit dark here. I'm not going to put too much energy on it because I don't think it's the best to focus on this. But there is a lot of dark energy in the world. When one has control over their thoughts, or one has control over their own mind, they can control the direction and actions of the physical body, all its parts, and reclaiming the soul energies. Whoever controls the mind controls the physical body, all its parts, and soul energies. And because of this, mind control is used. And advertisements confuse us, and TV confuse us, because we are programmable as humans. And it's socially acceptable belief systems that have shaped our value systems, which are used to control and ultimately slave us, such as religious violence, gender issues, financial and debt enslavement, sexuality problems, all these different things that I'm not going to go into any further. But I will say that there's negative agendas. And because of this, this is the biggest reason why we should know ourselves more. So the third law that I like to speak of the Hermetic's point of view of the laws of the universe, is the law of vibration, which states that we offer a vibration. When we have a thought, we offer vibration, and there's a receptor out there who will pick up on that energy. And so whether or not it's positive or negative, you will experience that. We create our own reality. And so the spiritual journey of self-love differs from that, the normal sub-journey that deals with, you know, forgiveness, finding happiness, positivity, doing 365-day love challenges. All these things cause us to explore living a better life, which in turn is like manifesting more positive experiences. The spiritual journey of self-love is learning about yourself and always possible, that you aren't exactly, that you can't exactly see. To go back into the depths of your soul and to seek out the real you that has been hidden by society, family ties, or other people's opinions, fears, and those things that are blocking you from your true inner sight. And getting to the core of your being, your divineness that is connected to the all, you can cancel out all those tactics that are used against you. To know thyself is what I'm ultimately getting at here. Encountering your inner dimensions and asking yourself the questions that cause you to understand who you are and what you're doing here. asking the deeper meanings of life that is personal to you and tapping into inner verse to understand the universe. The process always is not always peachy. You know, it's not always going to be fun. It can be difficult to really look at yourself and take responsibility. But for me, it's been something that has definitely helped me grow and expand in consciousness. And that's how I was led to this talk show, because I started really appreciating my talents and abilities, which I wasn't doing before. And it brings me to such amazing people. And I have more positive experiences. And I started learning about the power of the subconscious mind. I started studying my birthday, my name, numerology, astrology, the tree of life, and the paths that are on there, energy and light waves and consciousness. All these things that were divine, not only was I learning, but I was actually experiencing divine interactions and angelic guidance and assistance and synchronicities beyond measure. So I'm going to take a call at the moment and see what comes in. Hello? Are you there? Looks like no one was there. So I'll carry on. All those things that I was speaking of, to me, those are ways to connect with your higher self by following signs and synchronicities that you are a witness to. We create our reality. And so what we attract is what we are putting out there. I'm not going to say that everything that has ever happened to you, you created that, so to say, but we are here learning lessons and expanding in our consciousness. And I do believe I have a call here, so let me try this one more time. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Hanif. I just wanted to say congratulations on your new show, and I'm so excited to have you on, giving us that truth about the journey of self-love, and I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you so much. Do you have any questions you want to ask me, Ms. Honey?
Well, you know, when you're on your own personal journey for self-love, how do you recognize, you know, when you really need to tap into the spiritual aspect of it? Because I think sometimes we think it's more superficial than dealing with the spiritual aspect.
Say that last part one more time.
I think sometimes we think when we tap into our self-love that we're just looking at the surface of things. But can you elaborate a little bit more on what that spiritual journey looks like?
Oh, definitely. To me, I believe that everything is spiritual. You know, everything is spiritual. And what spiritual is things that are not physical. So everything inside of us is non-physical. So it's all inside of us, right? We are creating from the inside, projecting out. And so as we are spiritual beings in a physical body, we have to look at everything from a different perspective, from a higher perspective. And everything you do will turn into spiritual. It will all turn into a sign or a symbol or a synchronicity, or you will start attracting the right people in your life, and you're going to realize that this is, you're experiencing things that are not, that are like magical. And to pay attention to that and to honor those magical moments is how we tap into the spiritual aspect of our self-love, because then we realize that our Creator loves us so much more than we can ever imagine. So we need to give ourselves that same respect that we're given. And even when we're suffering, that is just our higher self trying to teach us how to grow from that experience. And how you choose to react to it is who you are. And so that goes back to how you are as a spiritual person. Do you look at things from a bigger perspective, or is it just physical? You know, you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Hanif. All All right. So I'm going to take another phone call right now. Hello? Hello? No one there? Okay, I'll carry on. All right, so a lot of what I was just saying has to do with going in and getting all the pieces of yourself and the fragments of you and putting them together to know yourself 100%. And that comes along with opening your mind to new ideas and releasing old behavior patterns and belief systems that are not in alignment with your higher self. Your feelings and your emotions are often your answers to where you should be going. You know, a lot of the leaders and spiritual leaders and authors that I've followed talk about when the way to tell if you're on the right path or not is by feeling out, is by paying attention to your emotions. And if you're feeling uncomfortableness or things that feel bad, it might be because you're not in alignment with your higher self. And that's where your spiritual aspect comes in, the non-physical aspect of you that had a purpose for coming here. And I believe this has to do with building new associations and pathways to following your highest excitement. As Bashar says, one of my favorite channels, he says that you should follow your highest excitement. That is how you will find your happiness and your life purpose. And I think it goes back to learning how to play more and be in alignment with our what excites us. When we have negative feelings, that means we're not in alignment with who we really are. So we need to go back and start to look at our family history, our bloodlines, and when we get to our own understanding of our self-meaning, then we get spiritual because it goes so far back in time. And, you know, we are here. Spiritual, we are here. And then there's a there. So we need to know where's there, and that's inside of us. We are physically manifesting ourselves from the mind of the all. Which leads me into something else about one of the laws of the universe, which I love to speak of, and you will hear often of me referring to these laws. This is the first law of the universe. It states that the all is mind, and the mind is mental. So this is a law of mentalism. And I believe that we are in the inside of the mind of the all, and outside the mind of the all is where our spiritual bodies reside. Our light body is there. And there's where we are creating. And as above, so below, which leads me to the second law of the universe, the law of correspondence, that everything happens above happens below. And if we focus enough attention on it, what we focus the most on is what manifests in the physical form. And we are manifesting above. We are not, we have free will, and that's our choice to decide on what we focus on, which is what we manifest. So it has a lot to do with changing our thoughts. And to me, that's spiritual because it's spiritual alchemy. When you're creating from your mind, you're deciding to change the perception you have of something or what's happening to you. You move from the victim mentality and into being in alignment with someone who's open-minded, that's willing to change the way they view something. And that's very powerful because not always things are not happening to us. They happen for us to grow. And, you know, things get covered on as we grow up. We forget what's inside of our own minds. Trauma gets trapped in there, along with reasons to, we need more reasons to feel gratitude and happiness. So we have to focus on those things. And I started learning about all these different things, and my life just kept getting more magical and magical. And part of that alchemy that I was talking about is the great work. That we each have our own great work to do. This great work consists of us healing our own pain and taking responsibility for where we're at and praying and asking for help from the angels, asking for help from our source energy, from the Holy Spirit, from whoever you perceive to be your source, your creator. Those people, I mean, those energies are present, and that's where we have the free will to speak and ask for the assistance. And it's the great work is to know your path in yourself, forgiving and following your source energy while believing in your path so strongly that you can't help but love yourself, because that is what our creator is doing for us, unconditional love. We struggle so we can find all the shadows within ourselves. And that's the beauty of life, is to love ourselves and to attract that reflection in others
the holiest aspects that I can consider to be God aspects are unconditional love, mercy, justice, pureness, holiness, light, love, so many things to do with that. We're being forced to love ourselves in all ways possible. And I think I'm going to go and take another call and see if this one answers, all right? Yes, hello there.
Hi, Miss Alana. This is Tisha. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Hi, thanks for calling in.
No problem. So I'm really just inspired by your show. I mean, as soon as you started to speak and then you started to mention the laws, I was just reminded about the secret laws of attraction. And I just went and grabbed my book. I was like, oh, my gosh, she is, like, talking about something that I, you know, have been studying and reading about. And I just think that it's great that you're talking about rhythm and the law of rhythm and happiness and self-love. And I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with being able to have for themselves. If, you know, we do, you know, a lot of us, especially myself, is in a position of caring and giving, and I neglect that ability just to kind of love myself and take that moment for myself. So, again, I just want to say that this is very inspiring, and it just keeps, you know, reminding me in different aspects of my life about how important it is to just continue to love myself. So I just want to say thank you for sharing that and also just reflecting on the laws, because it just reminded me of what I, you know, something that's dear to me that I need to remember to continue to do. So, again, Alana, I just wanted to thank you for this.
Oh, okay, don't hang up. That was so great. You know, I love what you just said, because what I wrote down was synchronicity, because – you know, you call in, and what do? You heard me talking, and you went and found your book of the Law of Attraction. To me, that is how I live my life. I live my life by synchronicity, by moments like this, where it's proof that there is a higher power going on here, that there is magic if we really focus on it. And that's why we have to manifest. That's how we do this. And our lives are so busy that we don't have a chance to really look into the laws of the universe and understand these spiritual aspects of the laws that don't change, like they're immutable, you know. So the law of attraction is very real, and
very, very real.
So I'm so happy that you called in and brought that to my attention, and it inspired me to want to even speak more on this stuff. So yes, continue to follow. You can ask, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions at the moment. I mean, I'm still listening, and I just really just
All right.
was just kind of shocked that you started to mention those things. I was like, this is what I know. I know this stuff. So it just felt really good to just hear and be reminded of it. And, I just felt really inspired by you and your show and your topic. So I definitely wanted to call in. I mean, I do have my show, which is the Healing and Empowerment Show, on Tuesdays. So, you know, it definitely it's aligned with what I try to also speak about. But I think with you tonight and, you know, on your show, going through kind of the laws and the breakdowns about this self-love and this topic, I just wanted to, you know, commend you and let you know, like, I'm feeling you right now. I'm so feeling you.
Wonderful.
So, yes, I think it's a great show. So I'm going to continue to listen. But, yeah, I know, you know, I could definitely feel free to call back in if I have any questions. But, again, I think you're doing an awesome job. And this segment right now is just hitting home for me. So I do appreciate it.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good night. All right, so I'm back. That was such a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear. What a great feeling. So as an inspiration for her calling in about the laws of the universe, oh, man, that's so great. So I'm going to start back somewhere else for a moment. So when we know who we are, we don't need to look so much outwardly for validation and approval, because our relationship to Source and our higher self is so strong that nothing can break that. And that's what I'm trying to get at. I struggled so much having to break out of those patterns that I was in, these stuck patterns of behavior that I don't even know where some of them came from. And as you look at yourself, you take responsibility, and, you know, you get your answers and you get clarity. It's, for me, it's the art of using magic to heal my wounds. It's a, the work you have to do is to clear out those negative behaviors and, you know, forgive yourself for whatever you've done so you don't bring that into your family ancestry and their and the DNA and genetic memory anymore. And I do believe that in our collective memory as a human race and beyond, we have reason for being here individually. And the spiritual journey of self-love is going within and finding yourself, as I've said a million times, the parts of you that have been buried away by whatever you've been through in your life. Because as humans, we are naturally suggestible, and we take in everything as absolute truth as children. And so we have to go through all that and find our true self. And like I said, as a hypnotherapist, I learned so much about the mind and how it works. And it's easy to confuse someone else's opinion of yours with another's, especially if you're empathetic, or even worse, my opinion, not worse, but being sympathetic sometimes can be hard, and empathetic hard. As an empath that I am, I feel for everybody. And, you know, even when I'm angry, I'm able to see that we are here learning. We are, and the difference between us, all of us, is our learning tools for us to grow, because each one of us offer us a different type of energy. We all offer a different type of, I mean, down to our hair color, eye color, everything is all so diverse. And so I use that as tools. And every time I feel something prejudice coming along, or like I look at someone else as a spiritual being in a physical body and they're connected to source, and then I can see them clearly and I see what they're going through, and I have understanding and forgiveness and compassion, mercy, and all these qualities that I know that any good, loving creator would have for their children. And that is what we are. I believe that wholeheartedly, that we are still in the learning process, the children stages of this ascension, what we call. And so since she did call in and talked, I want to go over a couple more laws that are helpful in helping your soul expand and consciousness grow, and you can learn to interact with your environment by mastering these laws, interacting with synchronicity. And so I will start with the law of divine oneness. This states that everything is connected to everything else. What we think, say, and do and believe will have an effect on others, and it does relate. It is all relative. We all are connected. And I know that this statement has been put out there before, but I want to express how important this is, that we know and believe this in our hearts, even if we look different. And it matters to the universe and matters to what we can accomplish if we were thinking clearly in harmony and with balance. And if each person was working on themselves to heal and to get rid of those false belief systems and to tap into spirit, what is non-physical. And it doesn't even have to be, some people believe that it's, you know, magic is bad. That's not the kind of magic I'm talking about. I'm talking about your mind, the spirit, the mind, the unseen, the non-physical. So, you know, this is amazing stuff if we can understand it completely. And the law of vibration that I mentioned before states that everything moves, vibrates, and it travels in different patterns, mostly circular. The same principle of vibration in the physical world applies in our thoughts, our desires, the etheric world. Each sound and thing and even thought has its own vibrational frequency. So this means that if you want to attract more positive things, you have to hold a positive thought. And that's extremely important. And it can get tough. It goes back to that spiritual alchemy of mastering how to perceive things and how to put things into perspective and from a higher perspective, the higher mind. And knowing that your higher self is directing you. So it goes back to listening to our intuition and trusting ourselves, because if we are not the captain of our ship, then who is? So we have to become the captains of our own ship. And take back the power of our subconscious mind, which is in turn connected to the collective conscious and the collective memory, which I believe we are experiencing the separation anxiety of the tribal group, of our tribe, because in ancient times I'm not really sure how far back, I won't get into like history or anything right now, but we relied on the tribe, and so I just feel like we don't do that as much anymore, and that spiritual journey is finding the tribe again, because that is a gift when you start becoming your higher self and being yourself and not letting people's opinions of you hurt you so much and needing that validation. You begin to attract your tribe, and that's a gift. It really is, and it's actually prophecy that we begin to recognize each other because we are embodying our higher self, which means that we're loving ourselves because we're giving ourselves permission to live with excitement and joy and peace of mind and more ethical living, more sustainability, more building positive relationships with honesty and integrity. These type of things are really important in the spiritual journey of self-love. The law of cause and effect, knowing that nothing by chance is by chance or outside the universal laws, that every action, including thought, has a reaction or a consequence. We reap what we sow. And this has to do with karma. You know, karma is not always a bad thing for us. It's actually there to help us grow as well. And the victim mentality will keep us from getting new experiences because you keep repeating the same one. So we have to learn how to recognize karmic cycles so we can move on and grow spiritually. So cause and effect really helps us understand that what we do has an effect. Even our thoughts, we have to learn to purify our thoughts. And this brings me into the law of attraction again, which all these laws tend to come back to that one law. So it can also lead me into the law of relativity, which means that each person will receive a series of problems, tests or initiations or lessons for the purpose of strengthening the light within each of these test lessons to be a challenge and remain connected to the hearts, to our hearts, when proceeding to solve any other problems. This law also teaches us to compare our problems to others' problems so its proper perspective are put into place. No matter how bad the perspectives we think they are, we're always someone who could be worse, and then we have compassion for ourselves and for others. This is also very important to understand. The compassion aspect is what leads us to living with more ease and respect for ourselves in our process, because we do so much. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit for what we're doing, that we've kept ourselves alive day by day. We keep a roof over our head, and those are things to be thankful for. That's just part of the spiritual journey for me. The spiritual journey has a lot to do with being thankful and counting your blessings and, you know, making yourself of service for another, but that also means being of service to yourself in so many levels. So I also like to touch base on the law of gender, because the law of gender manifests in everything, masculine and feminine combined. It states that the law of gender manifests in all areas in the world, which is in nature and our sexuality and all these different things. So the alchemical marriage that I spoke of earlier is your masculine part of you and your feminine part of you coming together with harmony, so that way you can understand both aspects of both the man and the woman. And that way we learn to stop blaming each other for things. And it's just all of its higher perspective in the long run. All of it is making a choice to be involved in conscious thinking, conscious practices. And that's the beauty of life, is to love yourself and to attract that reflection.
and I'm fascinated with my path and all the diversity that's here. And when I begin looking at all the people of spiritual creators experiencing their expansion of their consciousness, I'm able to find peace with that, and it frees me, and I stop restricting myself. And maybe I'm speaking too soon because there's a lot of things I want to do in life that scare me, but I'm doing those things that scare me because I want to push the limits, you know, pushing limits. And there's so much amazing things in the world already. There's people who can do all kinds of amazing things, but it's always a personal journey. Regardless, you're the one who has to live with yourself. You're the one who's inside of your body. You're the driver of your body. So, as I said, I'm fascinated with it. I study myself. I study my name. And if I had some top things to recommend for a spiritual journey of self-love, it would be to study your name, your birth date, learn about your life path number and what your name means, study the tree of life, and know what path you're on the tree of life. I have to actually say that there are many people who do not agree with the use of tarot or using astrology or using any of these type of modalities, but the truth is, we do need to know ourselves, or this is my truth at least. We should know ourselves, and that takes researching and looking into it and understanding that reincarnation is real. And when you don't have to go looking for who you were, but you can look for signs through your birthday and the type of energy that was around when you were born, what was going on during that time, you know, understand the collective conscious and archetypal energies and the planets and how they relate to you and your sign and astrology-wise. Understand the ascended masters and angels. Pray for signs and synchronicity and believe when you are given signs. Believe them and you will see them more often. And many people think they're supposed to see it first, and then they will believe it. But the magic happens when you believe first. The imagination is key. You know, believing it first, and you will start to see it. Start with little things. You could start with manifesting little things in your life and see what happens. And why does that swing back into self-love? Because it makes your life more fun. It makes life more exciting. It becomes less dull. And I know we're busy, we're all working, we all have full-time jobs, part-time jobs, we go to school, we have all these things that distract us from our nature, from going back to our beingness, our reason for being here. We have a lot of things that distract us. So we have to do the work to find who we are inside and ask questions, ask yourself questions. Check out hypnosis, check out past life regression, different, anything that interests you that you don't normally put attention on, but you really would like to, go do that, you know, try those things. And if you're going to do an actual, just a self-love journey, it doesn't have to be spiritual, but they all can relate. You can do things like I mentioned before, the 365-day love challenge. You could go alone in silence in nature more often. You can do personal growth seminars, get tarot readings, you can get angel readings, you can spoil yourself somehow, but I still think those things become a little materialistic and it doesn't allow us to really go in like, you know, meditation. So there's many different things you can do, and that you can be triggered by certain things, and it's important to check out those and find out why you have those certain triggers and how you can learn to let them go and build new associations and embody more compassion, more mercy, more understanding, becoming pure in your thoughts and motivation. And something that's really helpful to understand is
suggestibility and hypersuggestibility, who are the people you're looking for, looking at, listening to, and letting them mentor you? Are these people spiritual? Are these people on your level that way? You know, we can choose who we listen to. There's so many different things we can do now. YouTube is full of spiritual teachers and more insight beyond. You can't imagine what's out there now. You know, all this is the lifting of the veil. That is what the apocalypse is. It's the lifting of the veil, and you're starting to see all the knowledge is pouring in. This is the Holy Spirit pouring in. Now is the time. The energy is here, and you can do anything. We can manifest anything. And it's exciting. It's very exciting and rewarding. And we can still have our normal life. We can still go to work every day. We can still do what we do. But little by little, you start to realize that the spiritual aspect of ourselves is within us, and that is what's most important in the long run, because we don't get to keep any of these things. We don't keep any of it. We don't take it with us. And it's about our character and who we are as people and what we did in our lifetime. And so I'm coming to a closing here in just about 3 minutes. So I want to make sure I get my information out there. I will be hosting this show the first Thursday of every month, The Spiritual Journey of Self-Love. I will be having other people on. I would love to interview. So if you're interested, feel free to reach out and we can discuss your spiritual journey of self-love and what it means to you, because I would love to hear it and discuss and do some channeling over this duration of the show. So if you want to reach out to me, you can email me at Alanna, which is ALANNASSTARR@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram, Starlana, STARRLANNA. I also go by the Enlightenista. I don't post there too much yet, but I will be, and I'll probably share that info next time. And yes, I will be sharing a lot more. I'm really excited. This is such a blessing. It's such a blessing to share and for someone to share their platform in order for growth and expansion and sharing truth. So, yeah, I'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful, blessed, magical evening.
Honey's Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and